friends and family kept on asking when I'm going to shave them off, because I always told people that if I want to get rid of my dreadlocks, I would shave them off. So it was actually on my sister's birthday in January this year that we discussed it, and well, later on I realized, well, it's been 10 years, I should actually take action now and do something about it and shave them off.
That's Kelly Dortmans from 's-Hertogenbosch in the Netherlands. She's had 53 dreadlocks for the past decade. She first got them when she was planning a trip around the world in 2004. But 10 years later, she still has her dreadlocks. They are now a meter long and turn quite a few heads when she walks down the street. Kelly now has a very good reason to finally shave them off.
Well, if I wanted to shave off my dreadlocks, I'd rather do that for money than just shave them off. I can actually raise money by shaving off my dreadlocks. One evening, I decided to enter the website of the Cancer Fund. They asked me what your goal is, to set a goal for the amount of money you want to raise. And then I thought, I want 100 euro per dreadlock. I've got 53 dreadlocks, so let's raise a high bar and see how far I'll get with that.
For Kelly, cancer research is personal.
I just wanted to raise money for a good cause, and the first thing that came to my mind was the Cancer Fund, mainly because my mom was diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago, and my best friend's sister died very young 2 years ago, and my uncle died through cancer, and my grandma and granddad. So I think everybody knows someone that died of cancer, and I think it has to be stopped. So we need research for that, and for research we need money, and by shaving up my dreads I can raise money.
Kelly's mother, Toos Dortmans, was moved when she heard that her daughter wanted to raise money for the Dutch cancer fund KWF Kankerbestrijding. Toos was diagnosed with a rare form of vaginal cancer in 2012. She underwent successful surgery and treatment, but she knows cancer is a dangerous disease and is often a long-term battle.
I have to go back to the hospital every 3 months to get checked. Nobody wants to walk around with cancer in their body. And we need a lot of money to make sure we can fight this disease. That's why I think it's wonderful that Kelly is doing this. And I'm definitely going with her when she's going to shave off her dreadlocks. I want to see it happening.
Kelly says she did some research on the cancer fund KWF and found out that most of the money that is raised is spent on research. However, KWF also focuses on patient care, education, and offering guidance to the loved ones who are dealing with cancer with a friend or family member. Kelly knows from experience this is also important.
Well, I like to ignore it. I'd rather not think too much about it. But fact is, it's happening around me, around everyone in the world, and so you cannot really ignore it. So you have to deal with it. And I think part of raising money for the Cancer Fund is part of me dealing with the family that I lost through cancer.
Brigitte Dubbelaar is the event coordinator at the Dutch Cancer Fund KWF. Whenever someone sets up a project or event to raise money for KWF, she offers them support. There are a lot of small, personal projects, but Dubbelaar says she is often surprised by some of the creative ideas people come up with.
I think I've done this for 6 or 8 years now, and we've had people shaving their hair, but not specifically dreadlocks. So I think that's very it's special, it's unique. And I, every single time I see someone with a new action, so to speak, I just admire them for what they do.
Kelly knows that raising 100 euros per dreadlock by October this year is quite a challenge. She is actively using social media to get attention for her project. And she thinks her creative approach helps convince people to donate.
Well, if you think out of the box, it triggers people. If you trigger people, they want to read what you're doing and they want to figure out what it's all about. And if people show their interest, they're willing to donate as well. Everybody loves it. It's like they would love to see me without my dreads, not even raising the money for the cancer fund, but they would just love to see me without the dreadlocks because I've been having them for 10 years.
Even if Kelly doesn't raise the 5,300 euros she's aiming for, every euro is a step in the right direction. As she says herself, she realizes that she has to put her money where her mouth is and actually go through with shaving her head. Then, after 10 years of dreadlocks, she will suddenly have no hair at all.
I don't want to think about it. My whole idea is like, if I don't have my dreadlocks, it won't be as bad as having cancer. Sorry, it sounds really harsh, but that's it. My hair will grow back.
This is Laura Postma for DW in 's-Hertogenbosch.